The Average Network brings you the Weapons of Mass Distraction hearings chaired by Senator John Warner. We take you now to the Oliver North Room of the Senator Joseph McCarthy Center for Industrial Binge Drinking and Self-Motivational Hysteria in Arlington, Virginia. Nearly every heavyweight in the Bush cabinet is arrayed before us as though someone had laid out a collection of flounders on ice. As Senator John Warner has convened the hearings, let us join them. In progress.
Well, the Kennedy clan has roughly 37 birthdays to day, and I'm expected to speak at several of them, John, so the time does concern me. I've been invited to address several as well, Senator, so we are together on that count. And how much time have I got? We will each have 5 minutes, Senator Kennedy. And is this a question coming out of my time, Senator? I do not believe so. No, Senator, apparently this time is coming from a time left over at an agricultural committee hearing in 1986. Will we be allowed to draw on this spare time in the future? No, but I have a list of hearings that did not use all their allotted time, and there are several minutes available for our use, should that become necessary.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Hollings.
Mr. Chairman, I rise as a balloon in the sun. That's a joke, son. Pay attention, boy, or you'll miss him. I say rise to commend the senator for his fine chairmanship of this committee.
Thank you, Fritz. I appreciate that.
Is that comment coming from my time?
No, Ted, that time and this time are both coming from a Intel subcommittee hearing in August of 1994. You may continue.
This is on my time. Mr. President, I realize that you are a very busy man. I shall try to be brief. Mr. President, you first attempted to pass this flawed intelligence as having come to you in a dream. Then you suggested elves. Then spooks, in your word. Could you please explain this evolutionary process?
Well, I pass. Ashcroft?
It's all lies, by gobs. Rumsfeld?
Weapons? Weapons? I've never even heard the word before. Ridge?
I think spooks means spies, so I pass. Tenet?
It was me! I did it! It was technically factual!
Mr. Tenet, we've heard your explanation. We just don't believe it. Mr. President, you were warned by the CIA in August of 2002 that Saddam had not attempted to purchase nuclear technology. It was even vetted from a speech at that time. It was removed from a vice presidential speech in November. How did it end up back in your State of the Union speech?
Well, I don't know. I pass. Ashcroft?
Dang fino. Rumsfeld?
CIA? CIA? Why, I've never even heard the word before. Ridge?
Well, I...
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary. Don, did you just say you'd never heard of the CIA?
Well, maybe a little bit, but that is technically correct.
No, I see. That is a little hard to believe, Don.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
If it's any help, Senator Kennedy, I've never heard of anything either.
I am not surprised, Secretary Ridge. Mr. Tenet, have you ever heard of the CIA?
Sure. Look, I did it. It's all my fault. I forged the Nietzsche documents. I looted the Baghdad Museum. It was all my fault. It was all technically factual.
Well, Mr. Tenet, I'm sure we all applaud your exuberance.
Senator Warner, if I might.
Senator Hatch.
Does this come off of my time, Senator?
No, Senator Hatch's question time comes from an obscure land use hearing from 1936.
Good. Orrin?
Mr. Tenet, aren't you just another whiny, ineffectual Clinton appointee with no spine or sense?
I admit it! I'm a worm! Please don't hate me!
Well, that's just typical of anyone appointed by our brilliant president's horrid predecessor, isn't it?
Yes, sir, we're all horrible cowards.
And, Mr. President, you were completely innocent of Mr. Tenet's cowardly chicanery, weren't you?
Huh? I don't understand none of this. He said Clinton was a creep and you didn't do nothing, boss.
Yeah, I guess so. Is this thing over yet?
Oh, Mr. President, this is just the first day. If we keep them here longer, they lose focus and stop bothering us.
Tomorrow we's gonna engineer a Hollywood scandal, by gobs. That'll distract them.
Hey, this is cutting into my TV time, and next week I gotta meet that fat guy in the Palestinian.
You mean Sharon and Abbas, sir?
excuse me, Mr. Tenet.
What?
Did you in fact vet the State of the Union speech?
Well, I never actually read it. I mean, oh my God! Of course I did. I really, it was technically factual. No! Wait! No!
Well, which was it?
I don't know. I don't remember. No, I mean, I didn't. I don't.
Mr. Tenet, you seem rather easily rattled. Would you like a break?
I'm sorry, Senator. I haven't slept in 2 years. It's all my fault. Ashcroft's gonna shoot me, so it'll all be okay.
Offered to hang him, but he'd rather get shot.
And that's your ruling, huh, John?
Death. That's my ruling, by gobs. Gonna gut shoot him. That way it'll take a while and hurt like blazes. My sounds reasonable to me, Ted.
Well, if we let John shoot him, we can't question him anymore.
Well, that's the idea, ain't it?
Excuse me, Mr. President. Are you suggesting, sir, that shooting Director Tenet as part of a cover-up?
That's classified, Senator. Don't say anything more, Mr. President.
Okay.
Well, I never thought we'd end up with a shooting gallery here.
If we shot a few more folks, it'd be a lot less trouble here, by gobs.
Can I go yet? Me and Tony Blair's going to watch Family Affair and the Nanny and the Professor. They got limeys in them.
Now, Mr. President.
Well, I think it's clear that there's no cover-up nor reason to continue any investigating, so as chairman of this committee, I move we adjourn forever.
I'm sorry, Senator Warner. There's plenty to still to investigate.
Oh, well, my mistake. Let's meet here again tomorrow for more, then. Director Tenet, might I suggest you get some sleep there, sir?
I'll try, Senator.
Don't worry, son. You're gonna sleep right fine. That's my ruling.
Oh, dear. Really, it was technically factual.
The Average Network has brought you the Weapons of Mass Deception hearings live from the G. Gordon Liddy suite of the Senator Roman Horuska Hall of Winds in Dead Crab, Maryland. The preceding program is an Average Network production written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. No celebrities were seriously harmed during the preceding impersonations. To hear even more deteriorata by the Average Network, log on to radioforall.net/AInfosProject, keywords satire, Bush, Uncle Bob, humor, and Average Network. These are free downloads on MP3. The Average Network takes no responsibility for any administration and merely reports. This is Pablo T. Flies reminding you to stay tuned and stay alert.